of an elevated rail network to complement the M1. So instead of spending extra money on more lanes for traffic, actually putting in an elevated rail line that would go at a super fast speed.
Okay. Is that a reality?
Well, it's an idea. Pie in the sky or something that could happen, we find out next.
Hi, I'm Annabelle Crabb. The ABC's a broadcaster, right? Normally we're telling you stuff, but we've just conducted the greatest listening exercise in our history to discover the issues, big and small, that are on your mind. The results are surprising, confronting, fascinating and wonderful. Kind of like Australia, really. When Australia talks, we're listening. Join the conversation across the ABC. Find out where you fit on the issues that matter most to you. Head to abc.net.au/AustraliaTalks.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka and Loretta Ryan.
Yes, the Queensland Government has given public support for the Coomera Connector. That's a second north-south corridor from Logan Home to Narang, east of the M1. But public transport advocates want to put the brakes on that plan. It's not quite the Jetsons, but Rail Back on Track is proposing a 160k elevated rail line along a section of the M1 between Beenleigh and the Cross River Rail at Dutton Park.
Yeah, so a high-speed rail service travelling at 160k's per hour, which I think that's around about the top speed that the tilt train gets to as it makes its way up the coast from Brisbane. Robert Dale is calling it the R1. Robert's a spokesman for Rail Back on Track. The R1, Robert. Pie in the sky or something that you really think could happen?
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, Loretta. No, it's no pie in the sky. It's something that really could happen. This year, the federal government has actually funded business cases, including fast rail between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. So we've been looking at what would be the most practical option to put fast rail in place. The Gold Coast Railway line south of Beenleigh is in pretty good shape. It's a new line, of course, and high-speed running or fast rail is quite achievable and is achievable today on that section of line. The problem is between Brisbane and Beenleigh. Now, the time for the Gold Coast train, which runs express between Park Road and Beenleigh with only stops at Old Tandy and Logan Lee, is 52 minutes. Now that reflects the old alignment, the speed restrictions due to the curves, and they only average about 50 kilometres per hour, which is really makes the journey time quite long relative to the section between Beenleigh and Vasty Lakes. It's only 32 minutes. Now, with improved rolling stock, that would probably reduce to 20 minutes, and you'd be able to run between Beenleigh and Brisbane in 20 minutes. So you're looking at probably a 45-minute service between Brisbane and the Gold Coast using fast rail. We think using the M1 transport corridor, an elevated rail, sky rail approach if you like, might need a couple of small tunnels to get into Park Road and access Cross River Rail, and possibly under the Tui State Forest, probably need to do a tunnel there, but basically an elevated rail line running at around 160 kilometres per hour with limited stops, we think is the way forward for fast rail on the Gold Coast, Craig.
Yeah, so you're effectively saying instead of adding an extra lane or two to the M1, use that space in the corridor to build a new rail line.
Yeah, exactly. We think the Coomera Connector is going to happen. We both political parties Queensland support that, the major political parties, so that'll happen.
Yeah, and they've started to gazette the land they need for that entire length of the Coomera Connector.
Yeah. But the point is that we can't keep building more M1s, if you like. We need to start thinking about real sustainable solutions for the long haul, and fast rail is going to do that. Now, that's been recognised, of course, by the federal government with their Faster Rail initiative. They've set up a National Faster Rail Agency, and they're quite serious about these things happening. What's pleasing, it was reported this morning in the press that the Minister thinks the idea's got merit as well, so that's good that the Minister thinks that it's worth exploring, and we think it is, and we need to look at options. The Sunshine Coast is presently having a business case put in place for fast rail from the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane. It's called North Coast Connect. And that business case is due to be reported shortly. So it's pretty exciting times in terms of what can happen with fast rail in southeast Queensland. The other location, which is a real possibility, is Toowoomba for fast rail. It will probably follow the Golden Sunshine Coast, but nonetheless, that needs to be factored in as well. So we're quite optimistic that this is a very sound solution to get fast rail in place for the Gold Coast. We can't use the existing line. It just simply isn't acceptable in terms of fast rail and what's required in terms of, you know, the express running of the trains. In the same way, the Sunshine Coast is going to need a new corridor between Brisbane and possibly Strathpine as well. But nonetheless, it's good that these things are out there now. The federal government is looking at business cases. This is the time to start floating solutions.
What about the cost?
Well, it's going to be many billions of dollars, of course, but it's going to be a lot cheaper than trying to straighten out the existing line between Benley and Park Road, which would involve very considerable residential resumption. So we don't think that's going to be factored in.
Yeah, so rather than fix up the line that's already there, a completely new line.
Yeah. For the fast rail, indeed, you will need some improvements between Currabee and Benley following Cross River Rail, Craig. They're talking about running five-minute trains at peak on the Gold Coast line. They have a problem between Currabee and Benley with the lack of track capacity. That needs to be looked at, and there is a proposal before Infrastructure Australia to look at that particular section of track. That will still need to go ahead. But thinking ahead, we're talking 10 years down the track. This is the sort of thing that will need to be done. And it will work well.
About 10 years down the track, there has been talk for fast rail for probably 30-odd years. This could be 30 years down the track that you're talking about, Robert, Dow.
Yeah, what they've been talking about before, Craig, mainly is high-speed rail, right? We're talking about regional fast rail, which is a slightly different creature, if you like. It's much more achievable. It's nowhere near the cost of high-speed rail between, say, Brisbane and Sydney or something like that. And in time, we think that regional fast rail will lead to proper high-speed rail connections between the major capital cities on the eastern seaboard of Australia, for example. We simply don't have the capability in Australia to really start building high-speed rail, but we can do incremental fast rail, and that's what the federal government's recognised, and that's why they put money towards these business cases. It's not only in southeast Queensland. They're looking at improvements in fast rail in Victoria, New South Wales, for example, between Sydney and Newcastle, in Victoria between Melbourne and Shepparton, for example, and Melbourne and Gippsland. So this is a pretty exciting time for rail. We think we're going to turn the corner, and we can expect fast rail in the next 10 years, no doubt about it.
You expect fast rail in the next 10 years. You heard it here on ABC Radio Brisbane. Robert Dow, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for your interest. Good morning.
From the rail advocacy group Rail Back on Track, the Prime Minister's waking up in Brisbane this morning.
I wonder what
he thinks of the idea. Scott Morrison, 1300 222 612, our phone number, or you can send a text to 0467 922 612. That idea of, well, don't worry about extra lanes of the M1 and instead use that space in the corridor for a new rail line. Mm. Would it get your support? What do you think? 1300 222 612. Let's take a quick straw poll of your opinion, particularly if you're someone who's on the M1 every day or commuting up and back from the Gold Coast and Brisbane. It might be on the train that you do it, and what is it, 52 minutes or so to get it below that. Do you think it would attract more people onto a train? 0467 922 612 for the text, or you can give us a call on 1300 222 612.
It's 6:45 on this